I do want to thank our co-sponsors, River's Edge and the Cleveland Ecumenical Institute for Religious Studies. And I also want to thank CONEO, Contemplative Outreach of Northeast Ohio. These organizations have tables set up in Tucker Hall, which is where you can go for the coffee break later this morning. And I hope you will stop by their tables and learn more about the programs they have planned for the near future. I want to make a few logistical announcements. If during any of our talks you have need of restroom facilities, the easiest access is just to go to the rear of the church. There are both men's and women's restrooms at the back, and that will avoid disturbing people by walking in and out from the front. During the breaks and lunchtime, you will see signs for additional restrooms that are in the gallery and downstairs as well. So look for a friendly face who's been there, or look for a St. Paul's member who can direct you. There are pink and blue signs everywhere, so find the one that suits you. Last night, I thanked Chuck Herbruck, who helped inspire this program. Chuck is a member of our church here at St. Paul's and came to me over a year and a half ago with the idea of, could we invite Jim Finley to come? I also want to thank people who Chuck pulled together to be a planning group for this event. And I want to particularly recognize Nancy Moran, Dave Rodney, Marge Lopresti, Sarah Widener, Donna Panzica, Josefina Fernandez, and Akua Saunders, and ask them to stand so that we can recognize them. Please stand if you're on the planning group. Thank you very much. In addition, none of us would be here without the exceptional dedication and good cheer of Gail Emmett, our St. Paul's parish receptionist, and Pam O'Halloran, our parish administrator, who handled so much of the arrangements for this weekend. And so I urge you, they're still out taking late registrations, but when you see them at lunchtime or at a break, to thank them as well for their hard work. The world around us is filled with increasingly strident and aggressive voices that appeal to suspicion, fear, and tribal instincts. In a time such as this in which we're living, the world needs people who are grounded in the mystery of God's love more than ever. Today, it's our opportunity to learn from two mystics who lived five centuries apart, but whose teachings, both grounded in God who is love, still resonate with power and hope for us. So please join me again in welcoming Dr. James Finley, who will be our guide through the teachings of Thomas Merton and Teresa of Avila.
Thank you.